kind of just read it as it goes. You see they got three guys standing up about 5 yards off the line of scrimmage, so you know they're not rushing. We got a lot more people to block than they had rushing, so just give yourself an extra second, half a second for the Gunners to get down there and make the play.
I would think the Gunners would appreciate that. You know, yeah. 1 second might be a big thing for them.
It is, you know, and as you saw, both of those were real close. You know, kind of any more time or any less time, they may not have worked out that way. So it just gives them kind of an extra step or two to get down there and make the play.
The short punts obviously are big punts, but they hurt your overall average. So do you have to, and what do you not look at your average?
Yeah, you can't in games like that. You know, numbers and punting, you don't really get the full story from numbers. I've said that for a long time. And you just have to kind of execute in the situation that you're in and have to win the situation. I think we did that many times on Sunday.
Is that tough, though, because the outside world just probably looks at what the average is?
I've never really cared what the outside world thinks or says about punting. People in this building know, and they're the really only ones I listen to when it comes to feedback.
Are you more comfortable now? You know, you're almost your second full year here in the surroundings. I mean, you seem to fit in well last year, but the more time you're here, does it seem more homish?
Yeah, it does. It does. It feels a little like home, and just building relationships with the guys, both on and off the field. I think that just helps on Sundays. You know, you go into war and battle with these guys, and you've got those relationships and that camaraderie together. I think it just makes everybody perform better.
You said you owe Dwayne a steak dinner, I think.
Yeah.
Now, but is that you will go take him on a steak dinner? Or you'll give him money for a steak dinner?
No. Well, I'll take him out and get a nice steak dinner. Yeah.
And that's because of the two steak, or
that's because of the two. He's getting a big steak. Yeah.
So what would be above? Is there anything above a steak dinner?
I don't know. Maybe steak and dessert. I don't know. I don't know if you can beat a steak dinner. I don't know.
So that's his choice.
Whatever he wants. He makes me look good like that on Sundays. He deserves credit. I don't think he gets enough credit for what he does, and I definitely notice it. That's for sure.
Is he a big eater?
We'll find out.
When are you getting into the punter dancing craze?
Oh man, I don't know. If we win the Super Bowl, you'll see me dance. Other than that, I don't know. I'm just trying to keep it moving. We're just trying to win football games. If you know there's a big punt, I don't know. I don't feel like anything's premeditated with me. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. My boy Marquette hits me up, gives me all these dances I should be doing, so I'll let him take all that.
You say he hits you up?
Yeah, we talk frequently, and he's sent me a couple dances that he wants me to do, but it's not happening.
Anything you can share?
He sent me the Pee Wee Herman dance. He wanted me to hit a bit of Pee Wee action on Sunday night, but no, we'll just keep it moving.
What are your thoughts on what he does and all the...
I like it, man. You know, you get kind of mixed signals from it. I just see a guy having fun. He's playing well this year. He's having a good year. They're obviously having a good year as a team, so I think you can do that. I don't think it'll be the same if you're on a losing team. But credit to him, he's playing well, and it's fun for me to watch.
He's giving the punters a little more attention.
Yeah. He's bringing a little bit of positive attention. Normally, you only get noticed when things screw up, so it's good.